In the last minute, I overviewed the various types of electronic tracking: Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and mobile app. Today, I'll explain the advantages and disadvantages of electronics in general, and each flavor in particular. If you had a perfect measurement system for in-store behavior, what would it do? It would track every shopper. It would track every associate. The tracking would be highly detailed, down to, say, the 1 second level in granularity, and it would be positionally accurate, placing each person at their exact location in the store. It would also be comprehensive, following their entire journey. That's the basic ideal for geolocation, but there are some nice-to-haves, too. It would be nice to know which associate is which. It would be nice to know if a shopper is a regular customer. It would be nice to know what a shopper looked at, not just where they were, things like eye tracking. And it would be cool to know whether they touched or tried a specific product. And while we're at it, it would be nice to know something about the shopper, their gender, their age, their group size, stuff like that. Oh, and of course, it would be inexpensive to buy and easy to deploy. So how well do various electronic options do versus this ideal? Let's start with tracking every shopper. We call this population sample, and it's one of the biggest drawbacks to electronic tracking. Wi-Fi will typically track around 30% of the population. Bluetooth isn't trackable except by opt-in or badging, and mobile app, of course, is opt-in. The second criteria is time detail, knowing where shoppers were at each moment in time. Wi-Fi does a pretty poor job of this. Phones ping out to Wi-Fi on a sporadic basis. Sometimes you'll get pings every 10 seconds. Other times it'll be minutes between pings. The average is somewhere around a minute, but there are some strange effects here. Because phones ping out more often when in motion or use, you are more likely to see shoppers when they're moving between areas of the store, not when they're actively shopping. So the point paths provided by Wi-Fi can be pretty deceiving. If you're using Bluetooth pingers, you get full, detailed, time granularity. With mobile apps, you can get that same full detail, but you're sometimes constrained by battery drain considerations. When it comes to positional accuracy, all electronics is kind of hit or miss. Without special equipment or sophisticated machine learning, Wi-Fi positioning is dreadfully inaccurate, essentially useless for positioning except at a department or above level. Bluetooth is better, but only if you place sensors at a lot of key locations. Mobile app is the best alternative for positioning, especially if you're willing to deploy a significant number of inexpensive Bluetooth beacons to help it work. At its best, mobile will get you down to about 2-meter accuracy, good enough to do section-level pathing, but not display analytics. So far, this has all been kind of awful. But now we move into some things electronics does pretty well. When it comes to tracking the full journey, electronics excels. Once you've identified a phone, you can track it across the entire visit and even over time and place, so you get repeat shopper counts. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and mobile app all deliver full journey tracking, individual identification of associates, and, for Wi-Fi and mobile at least, repeat visitor tracking. So electronics is pretty darn good at the big picture flow stuff. What about the other nice-to-haves? Electronics doesn't really delve into any of them. You get no additional data about shoppers and no additional level of detail about what they actually did. Nor will any flavor of electronics likely deliver any of that stuff, ever. So what about price and deployment? Electronics does pretty well here. Mobile app is cheap and easy to deploy. Bluetooth is also pretty darn cheap, not quite as easy to deploy. Wi-Fi can be cheap and easy, but it totally sucks unless you put a significant amount of time and money into the deployment. It's still easier than camera, but unlike mobile, it's no slam dunk. In my next minute, I'll talk about the implications of these strengths and weaknesses for thinking about how to deploy a shopper measurement system. Thanks for listening.